I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. If anybody thought that there was even a glimmer of hope of getting some relief for people who will lose health care subsidies the end of the year, or that maybe even the first step would be taken to solve the health care insurance crisis in the country, well, that glimmer was all but snuffed out in Senate votes today. Where's the president? Who will people blame? Let's go through it. The Senate voted on two competing bills. The Democratic plan would have extended the Obamacare health care subsidies for 3 years. The failed vote, meaning that more than 20 million Americans will see their premiums substantially increase, some more than double. There are estimates that millions will choose not to pay the premiums at all and will lose their health care coverage. The vote was 51-48, with four Republicans joining Democrats to support that extension. Remember, it takes 60 votes to advance to final vote. The Republican plan's major item was expanded health care savings accounts, depending on income, $1,000 to $1,500. That one also went down 51-48, with one Republican crossing. Now, it should be noted that the $1,000 to $1,500 savings deposit wouldn't pay for even a month's worth of coverage for most people, so mostly a symbolic gesture. So where to now? Well, not many people actually thought there was much more than that glimmer of hope, and that this was just Senate Majority Leader John Thune fulfilling his promise to Democrats made in order to get the votes to end the government shutdown. And the rhetoric now is that maybe things will get serious. We've heard that a number of times before, so we'll see. So where is President Trump? Well, he's mainly sat this one out, although he did do an interview with Politico before the vote.
No money for the insurance companies. Sorry, fellas, I know them all. No money for the insurance companies. I want to pay the money directly to the people and let the people get their own health care.
So that pretty much aligns with a GOP bill, not a surprise, but the pressure will grow. With a caveat that increasing health care costs are part of the cost of living, the economy for many people in a new AP NORC poll shows only 31% of adults now approve of how Trump is handling the economy. That is down from 40% in March, a 9-point dump, although his overall approval rating is down just slightly. If you put those two together, though, it is apparent people feel he needs to take care of the economy. So, questions. Will he ride in at the last minute with some kind of compromise? Will congressional leaders find a last-minute compromise? Will Congress blow away the filibuster? Will millions of Americans either have to pay more for health insurance or lose it entirely the end of the year? Is our government just non-functional? Not much sense to be made here. Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.